Well, I think you're seeing fund liquidation across the board, corn, soybeans, wheat. They are still on the long side of the corn and the soybean side of things. But you have to remember what you're seeing right now is you've got two contract years or two growing seasons that we're working against right now. And the big thing that you have to watch for when you come into mid to late June is where the markets will tend to peak and then they sell off after that. And part of that is because you've gone through planting, you're worried about whether or not the planting is going to get done in a timely fashion. That's on the new crop side of things. It has gotten there. And then the other side of it is, you know that if you've got soybeans or you've got corn that is still in the bin from last season, there's going to need to be some sales made. There's going to be some deliveries made against those in order to free up space for this crop that you just planted. And that's where you get that duality. So you're seeing more weakness in the July contracts for corn and soybeans today than what you were seeing in the new crop contracts of the November or the December. And that's the concern at this point, is that right now the old crop contracts are doing all of the big movement and putting pressure into those markets. And that's the situation at the elevator. That's where everybody's looking at, is the fact that if you've got bushels that are in the bin or bushels that are delivered but not priced yet, they know that they can kind of hang on for a little bit. And when these prices do drop off, you're going to get to a position where you just have to let those go, whether that's a basis contract or whether that's an actual cash contract.